time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
From bureaus worldwide, this is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Laura Macon-Isherwood in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. We begin today with the latest efforts to defuse mounting tensions over Ukraine. There's been a flurry of diplomacy taking place around the world over the last few hours. French President Emmanuel Macron has visited the Kremlin for crisis talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. First, though, the outcome of talks at the White House between President Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, making his first visit to Washington since the retirement of former German Chancellor Angela Merkel. With that part of the story, our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks.
When the cameras were ushered into the Oval Office to gather pictures of President Biden and Chancellor Scholz sitting alongside each other, the fire in the fireplace was raging so heavily that it looked like the Americans were thinking of roasting their German guest. But amid talk of tensions between Washington and Berlin and one prominent Democrat senator telling Monday's New York Times the Germans are missing in action over the Ukraine crisis, the president sought to convey that all would be well in the bilateral relationship.
Germany is one of America's closest allies, working in lockstep to further deter Russian aggression in Europe. We have a lot to talk about.
After 2 hours of meetings, the two leaders again sought to downplay divisions and insisted they are on the same page over Ukraine. President Biden said he agreed with the German chancellor that diplomacy is the best way forward, but underscored the U.S. won't hesitate to respond to a Russian invasion with swift and severe sanctions.
Today, the chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation and developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve. We are in agreement that it cannot be business as usual if Russia further invades.
The German chancellor, through an interpreter, also embraced that dual-track approach.
There are ways that will lead us out of this difficult situation, and this dual-track approach of clear announcements with regard to sanctions that will be taken if there is a military aggression, and at the same time, keeping all dialogue formats open, I think this is the most promising strategy one can have.
But reporters noticed that neither man had mentioned the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline due to deliver Russian energy to Germany and other European markets. It has been a central bone of contention between them. President Biden again insisted that if Russia invades Ukraine, the U.S. will take action to unravel the project.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you we'll be able to do it.
From the German Chancellor, less specificity on the issue.
We will be united. We will act together. And we will take all the necessary steps. And all the necessary steps will be done by all of us together.
But reporters pressed him. He still hadn't used the phrase Nord Stream 2.
As I already said, we are acting together. We are absolutely united and we will not taking different steps. We will do the same steps and they will be very, very hard to Russia and they should understand.
And after failing again specifically to mention the pipeline, a German reporter in the room, speaking through an interpreter, gave it one more shot. President Biden came to the rescue.
Don't you think if you were to spell this out, you could win back trust as a strong ally here for the U.S.?
There's no need to win back trust. He has the complete trust of the United States. There is no doubt about Germany's partnership with the United States. None.
The German Chancellor has a week of diplomacy ahead of him, culminating with a meeting with President Putin in Moscow. The stakes for his standing in Washington now tied inexorably to the outcome of this crisis. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.